Blog Talk Radio.
No man can turn down this pussy.
Will you stop?
I don't know any man that can read you in this.
I have no control of my soundboard. I have no control of my soundboard. That's fine. Doctor, are you there? Can you hear me? Hello?
I'm here and I hear you.
Do you hear the music?
I'm here, I hear you.
Do you hear the music?
I hear the music.
Right, you hear the music. Okay, I cannot stop the music. This is unreal. This is scary. I think the Jester might have hacked my switchboard. I thought I was going to talk about it.
I think Jester's right, taking over your show.
Yeah, I guess we just have to wait for this track to end. It will end. I promise. This track will end. Check.
Vince in the Bay.
Oh, yeah. Okay, and the track ends. Great. I have the airwaves back. Hey, I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm your audio erotic host for the next 25 minutes. And I have as my guest tonight, Dr. Spin. Doc Spin, what's going on, dude?
Vince, good to see you. We got a lot to talk about tonight in a short amount of time.
Yeah. For faux show, we just learned a little while ago, just moments ago, our good friend, the friend of the show, the Jester, dropped a PDF document that contained some information on over a dozen individuals all around the globe who have been participating in digital online campaigns against the State of Israel. And apparently some of these folks are anonymous related, I believe, but Dr. Spin is here to give us the spin and the lowdown and inform us on what it is that the Patriot of the interwebs did just moments ago. Take it away, Doc Spin. What happened? What did Jesse just tweet out earlier?
Well, first of all, you got to understand what Op Israel is. And basically, Op Israel is a bunch of anonymous types that are out there that feel that Palestine should be the rightful owners of the land of Israel. So these cats go around, they take screenshots of all the government sites of Israel that they hack and so on and so forth. Well, you know, the United States is a good friend of Israel, and that means that Jester is a fan of Israel. And he just dropped docs on about 20 of these anonymous cats, and we have confirmation that these emails and passwords that he dropped are good because one of our users logged into those accounts and confirmed that these things are real. So Jester basically just blew the lid off of about 20 to 25 of these anonymous types, emails, Facebooks, Twitter accounts, and it's legit.
No doubt. And Jester has alerted me that Israeli Elite Force, they go by Israeli Elite on Twitter, they said, "Hey, friends, we decided to bring you something awesome. Want to see the faces behind a non-ghost?" So apparently this crew was they went by a non-ghost, and that's ghost with a zero as an O. So these guys, there's so many of these anti-Israeli groups, and there's plenty of them within Anonymous. I really have not paid close attention to this Anani Ghost little crew. What is their claim to fame? What have they done? Why should I be excited about this?
Well, the funny thing is, if you look at where most of these cats are from, they're all from the Middle East and Europe. There's not hardly one of them from the United States, which should tell you something. But as it stands, the only person that has legitimized themselves and what they can do has been the Jester and his buddies, because I haven't seen anything from these other cats. And Jester, out of nowhere, drops these docs with screen caps with their remotes from their webcam, actually, which is kind of interesting. But no, they're the only ones that are showing up as legit. These other kids haven't done a damn thing.
And I think the jester is a very, very sensitive individual. He has feels just like everybody else. People forget that. He's human. He thinks I'm trolling him. I'm not trolling you, dude. I just saw what you posted. Doc Spin and I were talking about it. We thought it was newsworthy and thought, hey, let's jump on this before the butthurt spreads beyond control. Like, let's face it, dude. Anytime one of these anti-Israeli groups gets burned, a lot of people are either A, going to be extremely butthurt, or B, extremely excited and happy. So I think this is a hot button topic. I'm just trying to learn a little bit. I don't even know if these kids are worth even, you know, talking about. I mean, who knows? Maybe are they just some more of these like hashtag warriors that are just, you know, putting up Op Israel and tweeting all day? Like, that's going to do anything? Or are these guys nefarious activities?
You know, you look at these guys' screenshots of these guys are doing, and they're basically just running scripts with DDoS attacks and basic shit that anybody else can do, you know what I mean, and then calling themselves anonymous. I mean, they're still causing a little bit of havoc because they are doing some denial of service stuff, or they're bombarding Israel servers with a bunch of packets. But, you know, Jester didn't take kindly to that, neither did his friends, and now Israel knows exactly who's doing stuff, and you got to be real careful because that information, their information's now out for everybody to see.
Right, and none of these cats are in the United States. None of these are the fucking kids in the United States that are crying about Israel. These are all dudes. Most of these people are in, like, Indonesia and Malaysia. There's one dude in Italy. But most of them seem to be in the South Pacific, Asian persuasions. Anyway.
We got another caller.
We actually have somebody from who is staunchly, is known for being staunchly pro-Palestine, who I'm sure has an opinion on this. I think we have Shmoop now. Shmoop, is that you?
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey man, you're a great person to have on to talk about this. What do you think about what Jester just did, and who are these fools that he allegedly pwned?
Well, no. I just like to say I just looked at the PDF on a virtual machine because after what these guys did, you might want to be careful. I just looked at the PDF, and it was by a group called Israeli Elite Forces or something like that. So Jester, as usual, trying to take credit for what someone else is doing. And yeah, dude, the guy's pretty much, he's a joke. But what these guys did against the Anon Ghost, the way I see these Anon Ghost people is that they're a bunch of radical Muslims and they're script kiddies. And, you know, they just got met up by another group of script kiddies. And, you know, this kind of shows to people that you don't download tools who you don't know who they're coming from, you know? So, I mean, I don't necessarily agree with the hacking or the DDoS from either fucking side. But, and as far as the land goes, Israel and Palestine, there's a long history between that land. However, the fact that there's kids being killed on either side, that's just not acceptable either way. Also, Jester's box, his Cloudflare, he's behind 50.57.186.112.
I'm sorry, there's 112 at the end there?
Yeah, his website is on Cloudflare, and it's behind 50.57.186.112.
That is a 112, confirmed. Okay, great. Super. I'm packing.
I don't think Jester has taken credit for those docs. I think he's passed them around.
Of course. And I would hope so, because there's no way that fucking idiot can pull that shit off.
Well, somebody with some knowledge certainly did, because I'll tell you, Shmoop, honestly, one of our buddies logged into one of those cats' email, and that password worked. So somebody knows what they're doing.
Who am I speaking to right now, by the way?
It's Doc Spin. How are you, brother?
That's Doc Spin, Dr. Spin.
Well, either way, I mean, yeah, I haven't took the time to log into anything yet, and I don't know, I really don't care to log into anything. However, I see it as that I see it as dumb versus dumber, and honestly, whoever beats each other is completely fine for me, because, you know, it's kind of I think at this point, the Anon Ghost guys and the Israeli Elite Forces guys, none of them care about what they're actually fighting for. They're just trying to say, well, I can out-hack you. Well, I can out-hack this. And that's not what real activists do. Real activists don't say, well, I'm going to break in your website. I'm going to DDoS on your website. That's just fucking stupid, dude. That's not how you're going to get your point across. You know, you're not going to get your point across by saying, well, let's go pack the shit out of someone's website. You know, Martin Luther King was like, hey, guys, well, I'm going to go occupy Wall Street, or, hey, I'm going to fucking do something to the equivalent of what these guys did. I mean, I even said on Twitter, if you guys are going to do this, it's not the consequences that come with it, because, you know, it's not fun, first of all, and second, what you're doing, I don't agree with.
I think Shmoof makes a great point in terms of all the anonymous and the ops and things like that. If you're just going backdoor Betty over here, just sending packets, you really aren't sending a message to anybody about anything, because people can always just, you know, reboot their website and get it back up. But the problem is that once people start doing things like that, now these guys have been outed. And, I mean, honestly, dude, there's nobody in Malaysia that's going to go mess with these guys. But maybe intelligence people from around the world now actually have some people to just keep their eye on, not necessarily investigate, if you know what I mean. They put themselves
right
out there.
That's another thing right there, is that I'm pretty sure that those intelligence people are keeping their eye on those guys now. However, when it comes to people like the FBI or other, or you know, whatever Israel's cyber department is, or, you know, anything like that, I believe that those people have it under control and they don't need the help from outside hackers, because if I was the FBI, And I was like, and there was somebody doing this for America or whatever. You know, this is a job that I have the authority to handle, not some random guy off the internet. You know what I'm saying?
No, absolutely. And that, you know, it's just, you know, and some people would say that Jester and his friends are doing some people a service. I mean, I agree with you. I think it's probably a little bit more than annoying in terms of the cosmic scheme of what's actually happening. I don't think there's any paradigm shift of anything real going on. And I think you make another good point that people are just having a pissing contest right now. But that pissing contest can get real at certain times. Like I said, we had a guy that can log in to their stuff, and that could pose problems later on.
Yeah, and I saw the PCs that were being logged into. About 90 or 95% of those PCs were Windows 7 or Windows 8.
Yeah.
I only saw one Linux PC there, which kind of, to me, looked like Kali Linux or Backtrack. And that's not surprising, because every script kiddie and their mother is going to, you know, put Backtrack or Kali Linux on their computer and start hitting scripts on the fucking key and start hitting scripts and say, well, is this how I hack web? You know what I'm saying? So that, you know, when I saw that was the other thing. I figured that they were using a remote access tool based on attacking Windows, but somehow got a Linux machine as well.
This is a good lesson, because I'll be honest with you, my man. You hear about people on Twitter, and mostly people just talk a good game. This is the first time that I've actually seen information that, A, has been confirmed, and you see screenshots of the tool that they use to get into these guys' remote. And that's kind of scary, you know, for some of us out there that maybe aren't as computer savvy as others, you know?
Oh, it definitely is.
Computing savers. That sounds good to me. Computing saver. I'm down with that. Good term. Computing
fuck off, Vince. But it's not even just these guys. It's the people. It's, you know, Xbox Live kids, for instance, are the new thing where these kids think that they're hackers, and they'll go and do the same exact shit. This is why I look at these Israeli Elite Force guys. I mean, yeah, they were just trying to defend what they believe in. However, that's not a good way to defend what you believe in. But it's, you know, the fact that somebody can remotely access your computer and freaking turn on your webcam, that's fucking creepy. And what surprised me was that they did it to a Linux PC. So, I mean, obviously the malware that they're using is sophisticated and not just something that you'll buy off hackforums.net.
You know, when most people use the term hack, they usually mean they stole their fucking husband's cell phone and the password was already on there. They say they've hacked stuff. This is a legitimate... Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead. No, I interrupted you. My bad, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all right. No, this was a legitimate hacking of people that are fairly computer savvy and know their stuff. And that was kind of the scary part for me, was seeing that they're taking pictures with these guys' webcams even when they're not home, just to prove a point. And that's kind of scary, actually.
Okay. I want to try to get other people to call in and chime in on this. We do have some callers on the phone line, but no one has their hand raised. If you're called in and you want to talk, press the number 1 on your keypad. If you want to chime in on this, the number 1 on your keypad will alert me that you want to speak. Or if for some reason you can't press your keypad, wave at me on Twitter or something. The Jester has been tweeting me while you guys are talking, and he's saying,
I've seen
I'm
that.
Pretty
the
real.
Guy's
you talk
Matt.
To skitties, but Google is your friend, as usual. You're talking to the wrong folks, story of your life. Well, hey, I can't fucking make you call in, Jester. Or if there's somebody you think would be better. If you're listening and there's somebody you think can break this down better, fucking tell them to call in, dude. We got 10 minutes. I'll put anybody on. I just saw this come up in my timeline. I thought it was interesting. Obviously, it's a hot topic. Some people are getting a little bit hot under the collar. So if there's somebody that can break this down better than what these two dudes have already said, I mean, these guys are just outsiders like all of us looking at it. And
I will admit I'm a complete novice, but I've been enthralled with the work that the Jester have done. And I'll go on the record as saying that I'm a fan of the Jester, and I really am.
Well, I actually was.
If you call in, just Go ahead.
I actually was friends with a jester up until one night. He accused me of being an account that I no longer run. It escalated to the point where I told him, dude, that's not Russell League. He was talking about the account Al-Qaeda Sec, who I've left to someone else because I want nothing to do with that. It's a parody account. I told him I have nothing to do with that. And the guy got all fucking mad as usual, let his ego get in the way. And I you know what, dude? Like, I'm not looking for people who are negative in my life. And Jester's he's a negative, arrogant shithead. And he thinks that his shit doesn't stink. Well, dude, I got some fucking bad news for you. I mean, you're not God's greatest gift to earth. And, I mean, the shit that you do, dude, like I said before, hacking and DDoS is not a way to get your point across.
Amen.
That's my issue with Jester, is that we were friends before, but, you know, his arrogance, I can't deal with people who are just arrogant like that.
Yeah, and here he is tweeting, y'all, all good, I won't be calling in, P.S., I accused him of being an account he no longer runs, so I was right? Wait. So I guess he's saying, "Well, you just proved him right." I don't know what that means.
How exactly did I prove him right when I told him I don't even run the account anymore? I don't even have the password or the email to that account anymore. So like, you know what, dude? I'm not gonna bother explaining that because I'm not gonna bother explaining myself to someone who pretends to be a Marine and you know pretends to do things for the greater good when. I've looked at all the evidence as far as people saying, quote unquote, they're, you know, people, quote unquote, discrediting him. And it's not people discrediting him. He really is a fucking fraud.
So what do you know about this Israeli elite group? What's their deal? What have they done up until now?
I'm looking through their timeline right now. And so far, I only see them attacking things such as Iran, countries that are predominantly ran by Islam or radical Islam, and I haven't seen them even make one attack or anything against the United States or anybody within the United States. And I mean, these guys kind of seem like your average people who are just what you see on hack forums, people who.
Hey, Shmoop, can I ask you a question real fast?
Go ahead.
I just want to ask you a question. I mean, if you were to define the Jester, would you define him as a patriot that means well, or do you think it's something completely different? Because the way that I see it, he seems like he's a patriot of the United States.
He means well. He means well, and I'm going to give him that. He means well. He wants to defend his country, and he wants to do things for the greater good of his country. However,
okay.
He's not authorized to do. He's not the FBI. He's not military. He's not the DOD. He's not DHS. He's not anything but some guy that's on fucking Twitter. So I mean, exactly what gives this guy the right to do anything? I mean, the fact that he quote unquote DDoS his website, you never take into account. Well, what if the FBI is monitoring that website? You know. And what if he just interfered with their investigation? So yes, he may be doing things. He may have good intent. However, the way he's taking it isn't necessarily a good way.
Well, don't you think it's kind of the responsibility of all Americans to you know protect their country in some way, shape, or form?
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I was reading something.
I was going to say, don't you think it's the responsibility of all Americans and to protect their country in some way, shape, or form?
Right. But in a different way. I'm not saying because, like I said, say you take down a Islamist website, and what if the FBI was doing an investigation on the website? You just interfered with their investigation. You know, you're not being proactive. You're being counterproductive. And what he just said, they don't know shit. They've been tracking them for 12 months because they work in Burger King for a living. Some of us are pro. Jester, dude, from what I've seen, you don't know shit. And that's fine that you're still here. Like I said, dude, you're, like a Doxman was saying, there's nothing wrong with being a patriot. But, dude, I'm calling you out on your skill, and I've been in IT for a very fucking long time. You are retarded.
Okay, I guess he's following along. He said, he just said it. They don't know shit. They haven't been tracking them for 12 months because they won't, because they work at Burger King for a living. Some of us are pro, but I'm still here. Oh, so that's where you got the Burger King reference from, was he said that, what,
yeah.
Is he accusing you guys or us or just people in general of working at Burger King or the people that he fucked?
He's probably accusing me, to be honest. But like I was saying about these Israeli Elite Force guys, looking through their timeline, they seem like people who are, as I said, these are the same thing as Jester, people who are trying to do what's best for their quote-unquote country, and they're handling it in the wrong way. As I said, real activists don't fucking have to hack or eat off into things, because that's not going to get your point across, create more regulation on the Internet.
Yeah, and the thing I think that, well, at least my initial reaction would be that most of what Jester's activity does, I don't think it would necessarily bother the FBI's activity as much as I think it would bother actual military operations, because he seems to be going for overseas targets, for against targets that are, you know, notorious foes of the United States. Which, like Doc's been said, you know, I agree. It's very noble and that he's trying to stand up for his country. And when we talked to him on that show with Candy, and he's obviously very stoked
on
his country.
Well, you know, I kind of want to be an advocate
for
what Jester's saying right now. And I think he brings up a good point here on his Twitter account, and that he said, you know, and hopefully I'm saying this right, Jester, but there seems to be more to it than just this. Perhaps there's a bigger message that they're trying to send to all those people that are trying to dick around, which is they're not even safe in their own computers right now, meaning with the example that the docs they just dropped today, those guys from Anonymous now kind of have to be going, what the fuck just happened? Because it could be to the point to where nobody's really safe behind their computer.
Yeah,
that's what we have to fight against, is that I'm for people being able to be on their computer, on the Internet, safe, without having to worry about some fucking script kiddie in another country throwing a remote access tool on their computer and doing stupid shit. However, the subject of the op Israel and on Ghost thing is kind of touchy, because those people, as I said, what they were doing, I don't agree with. The fact that, you know, the whole fight over land, that's another touchy subject. However, the genocide that Israel the genocide that Israel commits on Palestine, I do not agree with.
Do you believe there's fighting going on both sides?
There's fighting going on both sides, but I have yet to see anything as far as an Israeli struggling financially. I have plenty that I've seen of a Palestinian struggling financially. I've yet to see any Israeli kids die as far as this conflict. I've seen plenty of Palestinian kids die as far as this conflict.
A smart guy. You're an IT. You're a logic guy. I'm going to guess that you're a logic guy. And so with that, let's just assume, you know, there's many standard deviations from the norm of a Israeli wealthy kid. There's bound to be kids out there that are starving, that don't have everything that everybody else has. So I don't think we can throw blanket statements, but I will tell you that the PR spin is slanted towards what you say.
And you know what? There's one thing that nobody brings up that I think is just so obvious out there. Like, the whole point of having a nation of a nation for the Israelites, that's what they are, they're supposed to be the Israelites, was that this is the promised land, that this is that they're supposed to be upholding a covenant with God in order to have this land that is rightfully theirs. And I'll tell you right now, the way Israel's set up right now, those motherfuckers are not upholding their covenant with God.
Well, that
at
land
all.
Wasn't granted by God. It was granted by the coalition of nations after World War II, to be perfectly honest. But, you know, one of the things, again, that the Jester's saying online here is that in order to be able to keep track, and you got to admit, some of these guys aren't just Internet warriors. Some of these guys are radicals. They bomb people. They kill people. I'm not necessarily saying the guys that they drop docs on. But if we can get better eyes on them, is what Jester seems to be saying, by driving them towards more U.S. social media, Facebook, Twitter, etc., then we're able to watch them more closely and a little safer.
Yeah, that's a great point. He's right. All the social media that all this stuff is traveling over is all based in the United States, companies in the United States. And I see it in the cyber war. On, like, a friend of mine has a website that tracks a lot of cyber war activities and stuff, and it logs all the, you know, the malicious attacks on IPs in and out of countries and stuff. And a majority of the attacks are in the United States. It's people trying to get into information in the United States, because that's where the hub is for everything. From within the United States as well. There's attacks outside and inside.
Oh, yeah, and that's one thing that I can go ahead and agree with you guys on. But, like you said, there's plenty of attacks on the U.S. It comes from – whether it comes from Iran, whether it comes from China. It predominantly comes from China from what my studies have shown. I mean, I try and study and learn what I can every day by keeping up with the InfoSec world. But it's here's the way that I see it as far as this Israeli elite force goes. If they're going to go ahead and expose someone for, say, hacking and DDoSing, hey, dude, you know what? Those people are probably a bunch of fucking idiots who are downloading a bunch of tools who they don't know where they're coming from in the first place. They probably deserve it to learn a lesson as to, you know, trust the source of what you're downloading. The one thing that I'm not going to agree with that I haven't seen yet from these Israeli elite force guys is that, you know, what if they did that to someone who was just exercising their freedom of speech and saying, well, hey, I just don't agree with this one small thing that Israel's doing. Because as I said, as far as that fight of land goes, that's a very touchy subject, because that land has gone back and forth. And, you know, we're all going to have different opinions on this. I just don't agree with the whole genocide that is going on in that part of the world. That's all I'm saying. And as far as me trying to do anything about it, that's not going to happen, because just the way Israel is, no one's going to change that. People are going to say, well, we're going to overthrow. No, you're not going to overthrow Israel. That's just not going to happen. I mean, compared to the U.S., these guys are a fucking powerful country. It's just not going to happen.
Right on. There are some other folks on the line right now. Before we wrap it up here, is there anybody who's on hold right now that would like to speak? If so, press the number 1 on your keypad. Raise your hand. If not, we'll just do quick final thoughts and then bust out of here. Nobody? Okay. All right. Let's wrap it up here then. Doc Spin.
Yeah, that was a quick show, man.
Yeah, it was a quickie. Well, we were messing around in Tiny Chat and Chatterbait, and what else? Live stream. I was doing a bunch of live streaming, and we were just talking in there, and that's when we saw this email or the tweet from Jester with that file.
Yeah.
We started talking about it, and we thought, oh, let's do a blog talk show and just talk about this. So I think we covered it anyways. It wasn't going to go much farther than that. Jester
covered it pretty good, yeah. And as far as, like, the reason why they're doing it, yeah, I think we covered it pretty good.
Yeah, and I would have loved, if Jester did call in, though, I'd want him to be Jester Murphy, though. That's my favorite version. I hope he brings that back at some point. But whatever. Okay, Doc, final thoughts.
Well, Shmoop, I appreciate you coming on tonight and sharing your opinion. And again, you're an intelligent guy, so we appreciate that. And I do want to thank the Jester for chiming in here on Twitter with us. And I will say that I'm still a big Jester fan. I think he does some things for the good of the country that I wish that I could do. And as far as Israel's concerned, I don't think anybody should be killed for simply occupying a piece of land. But that seems to be the way of the world. So with that, Shmoop, thanks a bunch for me. And Vince, I appreciate it.
As always, it's always a pleasure. Thanks, man. It was great hanging
out
with you tonight. And thanks for encouraging. Thanks for pointing that out to me. That was something to talk about. All right, Shmoop, final thoughts.
Well, like Doxson say, I mean, yeah, no one should have to die because of an occupation. But I mean, right now, we the way the United States is, we're in no position to change anything unless we change things at home. So I mean, that's an issue for another time. We have issues at home. The other thing I want to address here is that, as I said, I'm going to say it again, hacking and DDoS does not get your point across. It's just going to create more regulation on the Internet, and that is proven by the fact after Anonymous did a bunch of DDoS attacks and all of a sudden this big fucking bill SOPA came to light. The last thing I'd like to say before I give my thanks is, Jester, dude, I've never had any issue with you up until you wanted to fucking, you know, poke at me first. So if you want to DM me, if you want to fucking talk, dude, up to you. But, dude, I'm not going to sit there and I'm not going to fucking argue with you here. I'm not going to argue with you Twitter. I'm not going to get in one of your pissing contests. Completely up to you. You know, I believe that you're a patriot. You do what you do because you think it is right. But I'm simply just not going to have a pissing contest with you. And Vince, thanks again for having me on, man.
Right on. Thanks, Shmoop. Always a pleasure. All right, guys. I appreciate you all joining me. Thank you to the Jester for humoring us on the Internet. Sorry we couldn't get you to call in and talk, Jay. It would have been nice to get your side, although I think we more or less know where you stand on most things. You did interact with us on Twitter, which is appreciated. I think this is a hot topic. Anytime you discuss anything relating to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, you're going to get a high level of opinionated folks who have a lot to say. And you know, it's unfortunate, but it seems like a situation that's never going to be resolved. There have been groups, and a lot of them the same exact groups over history, fighting over this land for different reasons. And I think it's just going to be something that's going to happen, you know, nonstop forever. It's been like that ever since I've been alive, and I've read some history books, and it seems like it's been going on plenty before I was here, and it'll be going on plenty after. It's just conflict. That's what the human condition's all about. It's about conflict resolution. And I think Shmoop made a great point when he said that we can't really control that situation. All we can control is what happens here locally. And it goes back to the great saying by Gogol Bordello's Eugene Hoots, who said, think globally, fuck locally. No, think locally, fuck globally. That's what it was. Whatever. Until next time, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. I'm working on a video podcast that I'm going to have out hopefully soon. I ran into some technical difficulties, but I'm going to have that in the near future and be back with more BTR shows at some point. So, yeah, that's it. I'm getting the fuck out of here. Here's a track from Quickie Mart. This is Ass Rotation. Quickie Mart is going to be one of my first guests on my new video show. So keep an eye out for that. Until next time, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Peace out. Step.